recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, that's it. Get on, okay, get on. Oh, my God. Dr. Drew. Yeah, man.
Thanks for tuning in. A question up there from Solvang.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should take that before you launch into the homeless thing, because I'm fearful how much time that will take us, and I'm feeling guilty about that call.
Okay.
All right.
First, I want to thank LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, for sponsoring the show. TheraWorksRelief.com, TrueCar.com, and Zoom.us. All right, here we go now, Drew. Matt, 28, Solvang.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man.
So I'm a big fan. I called in maybe like 8 or 9 months ago. My wife is pregnant, and she had a cold, and you guys helped me out through that.
Yeah.
And now we've got a nice little baby boy. He's about 6 months old.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. And he has these rashes that pop up like sporadically on his back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cause him any pain, but it's just kind of weird. And we're wondering, like, is it going to like cause problems? We've scheduled a doctor's appointment, but they're so busy we can't really change the appointment. And I was wondering if you had some insight, Dr. Drew.
Rashes are extremely common in babies, and they usually are no big deal. Can you describe it? Is it flat? Does it feel sandpapery? Is it raised? Is it blistering? Is it symmetrical? Is it red? All these things I need to know.
It's flat and feels a little bit like sandpaper.
Little sandpapery. And is it sort of symmetrical all over his back?
No, it's just in, I don't know, like small, like quarter-size areas on his back.
Patches. And it's not like a, we call it urticaria. You call it, what do people call it when you, hives. It doesn't look like a hives. Sorry. To you, does it?
I had to fix something.
No, not hives.
So it's patches. It's not symmetrical. It's red patches that are quarter-size and sort of sandpapery in feeling, but they're not blistering.
Correct.
I bet you it's just allergic, and sometimes it's even food. It can be so many different things. I mean, their immune system is quite active at this stage. I mean, things are still developing rapidly.
I smell AIDS.
No, I don't. I'd say not.
You know, Drew, you may be a physician, but I got a little something called intuition, and I'm rarely wrong.
Well, good. Thank you.
Don't panic.
Wishing that on Matt. That's awesome.
No, I'm not wishing. I'm,
well, you know,
I'm smelling AIDS. Yeah, that's all I'm
never
saying.
Know.
Yeah, but definitely get it checked out. Somebody's got to look at it, and they may probably going to do nothing if there's no distress and no progression and no. But it's something definitely of note for the pediatrician to take a look at it.
All right, Matt. God bless you.
Yeah.
Let's see there, Drewski. Homeless.
Homeless. You can promise me some insights on this. And before you do, let me talk about something. Let me do zoom.us. Let me just do
all
that because it's going to take a while.
Okay.
Video conferencing has changed everything. 2018, Zoom is the clear winner. Flawless video, clear audio, instant sharing across any device, desktop, laptop, tablet, mobile, whatever it is. Striking HD video. Wait till you see 49 people at the same time on that screen. Mm. And you can share anything from any device, Word files, spreadsheets, videos from YouTube, photos. You can even set up a green screen if you want. You can really, it's a versatile. We struggled along with various different products for video conferencing. Zoom got it. Zoom.us. They did it. They nailed it. We use it all the time. Use it for conferencing. Use it for podcasting. I use it for a conferencing phone call sometimes. Visit Zoom.us rather to set up your free account today. Meet happy with Zoom Video Communications. Again, I want you to go to Zoom.us. And if you've not seen Zoom, I don't know where you've been, but this is the product to use. You'll be happy. I guarantee it. As they say, meet happy with Zoom Video Communications. Set up that free account at zoom.us. All right, here we go.
Mm. So, you know, like you're feeling.
You know, man, like what?
You know, man, you just want to get high.
That's right.
We want to have a good
time.
What
do we want to do?
We want to party. you know, you have these sort of. Dennis Prager has this saying that I always like, which is either studies, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's like either studies sort of tell you what you already know, or they've been cooked.
Okay,
for the most part, like when you're into it, you're not. I'm not
when
talking
you know something
about,
strongly.
Well, I mean, like you experience, like you know, how far away is Pluto? I don't know, and I'll listen to the scientists. Right. But like the homeless, you know, when they go, many of these people are called new homeless. These are people that were formerly employed. They were good parents and parents, school teachers. Next thing you know, the mill shuts down and they're sleeping on the sidewalk. You know, and everyone sits around sort of nodding. You know, but it's like you're thinking to yourself, what? How come I don't feel like that's
right?
I don't know, it doesn't feel right because
here's the
even
problem.
Though I've never been homeless and I've never actually interviewed the homeless, nothing ever feels like, well, she was a third grade school teacher and then they closed the school down and she ended up living in her car for a week and now she's out on the street. Like that just doesn't feel like any. I've been around for 54 years. I've seen guys that. I had friends that have been all different variations of
homeless,
going to prison, junkies, whatever else. I never, I lost my job.
Yeah.
Now I'm sleeping on the street.
Right. So,
I've never heard of it.
Okay. So,
or experienced it.
But the problem is we need different terminology to talk about these different phenomenologies. In other words, what people are concerned about, what we are troubled by, are the chronically mentally ill who are in the tents on the streets, who are doing drugs, who are acting out, who are becoming aggressive, who are harming themselves, who are languishing in the streets. So those people are not – definitely not what is being described. Turns out there are people that are temporarily homeless or transiently homeless as they transition from one thing to another. And guess what? Those people are at the homeless shelters – are taking advantage of the homeless services, are living at their friends' houses, and are not the people we're talking about. They're not even the people we're talking about.
And
that's the problem. It's a different population.
Right. And I don't know what percentage they could possibly make up, but it'd be infinitesimal.
It's not tiny.
But
it's not the people we're concerned about.
Listen.
And by the way, it's a group that's constantly changing.
Good day, sir. Now, it's not what we're talking about.
It's not what we're talking about. Exactly.
So I talked to a guy named Nathan Rich, and there's, I think, you check out my Take a Knee with him, and he was a Scientology kid and put on a farm. Abused and ran away. And
your abuse farm.
My abuse
farm. He was on your abuse farm.
It said he spent 7 years homeless. And I said, now where did you travel about? And he said, yes, I traveled all about. I was in Portland. I was in Seattle. I was in L.A. I was in New Mexico.
Like train thing?
People are insanely resilient.
Right.
Or they're
not.
Resourceful. You know what I mean? Like I can say to my daughter, go walk to Panda Express. I can't walk to Panda. It's 2 blocks from here. Go, no. You know, they're extreme. Yeah. Or they can just get from New Mexico to Portland with no money, no transportation, no anything. People are insanely sort of Tom Hanks on an island, resourceful, if you need to be.
Yep.
If you don't need to be, then you just turn in a whining sack of shit. That's how we are. That's why I keep explaining to everybody, go. Every time I emerge,
challenge yourself.
This morning from the swimming pool where we live,
steaming.
It's getting frosty in the morning time. And I was in there about 7:45 this morning. It's like steam pouring off of my mouth. And I got out and my wife just did the, you're nuts. And I'm like, yeah, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing this for a reason.
I'm preparing. For the apocalypse.
I don't want to join the ranks of the napping.
Yeah.
So even though I do like a nap,
you'd like to join the rap. You actually like to, but you're not going to do it. And you're
to impose this on me.
That's right.
But we can do incredible things, or we can do nothing. Mm. And by the way, Tom Hanks, getting back to the movie, can be 4% body fat and hunting for himself on an island, or he can be fat working for FedEx. Or he can go back and forth.
Yeah,
it just depends what the circumstances dictate.
Yep.
So I try to explain to people all the time within the same person. Not you're good at this and they're no good at that. No, the same person can go south and go strong. Mm-hmm. Either way, I said to Nathan
strong.
Rich,
I like that. That's your new saying.
Take a tweet.
Go strong.
I want to talk about going strong for a minute,
sir. Yes, sir.
So
new hats. Go strong.
The Nathan Rich 7 years, traveled all over the place.
Yeah.
Just young guy, homeless guy, strung out, you know. And he just went all over the place, homeless. And I said, let me ask you, what in the homeless population that you are very well versed in for 7 years,
lived
just
amongst.
Living on that street for yeah. 7 years, and all different areas.
Yeah.
You know, New Mexico is quite a bit different than Portland. These people, the newly homeless, the work boarded up the windows, and they got forced out onto the street, and
how many of those did
the,
he encounter?
The factory shut down, and now they can't work anymore. They the GM plant moved to Mexico. Now they're on the street. How many of those, or any of those? He was just like, it doesn't exist.
Right.
It doesn't exist. Like when we used to talk about, Rob Reiner said 53,000 Americans die of secondhand smoke every year. Drew, ever treat anyone for secondhand smoke? Ever hear about, what about you, when you physicians get together? Y'all lament over the patients you lost over secondhand smoke? And it's like, you told me, no, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, it doesn't exist. He yeah. said, there are a bunch of younger people. Some are alcoholics. Some are heroin.
Meth. There's meth in there.
Meth and drugs and whatever. There are some which are just sort of old, crazy homeless, like old guy homeless, you know, insane
schizophrenia.
Guy. Schizophrenia. Yeah. Just Burned walk around. Right. In terms of this group, this new homeless or wasn't supposed to be homeless or formerly gainfully employed, but now homeless, never seen it. 7 years, million different locations, had never seen the house, you know, this single housewife who was now homeless. So even though politicians love talking about the super low percentage shit that, again, I'm not here to fucking argue whether it's happened before. That's you want to talk about the worst way to approach policy? Hey, this thing happened once or could have happened or maybe happening in very small percentages. That's a horrible way to govern.
Come with me. I'm going to go surf with the LA Mission in about 2 weeks. And you and I will go there and we'll interview some of these people that we serve. Just do a little, a little informal survey.
Okay. We doing turkey?
I'm not sure what we're serving, but I'm going to go there early and walk around, check out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I are going to go there. Set him up for the 21st, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Make sure my publicist is there.
Oh,
take some pictures. I'm
out. Oh, my God.
Make sure the
town I actually have to run and do radio. I can only stay an hour or so, but I would love to stay longer. But what's up?
Serving the homeless.
Yeah.
We just booked a couple of reasonable doubts for that morning.
Mm. Oh.
With homeless?
Well, bring Garagos. Bring Garagos.
Garagos. Take a private jet down there. All right. So anyway, no newly homeless. Just junkies and old nut jobs and
yes and about it. People that need help.
And interestingly enough, he said there was a third category, which is like pissed off teenagers who had homes who just wanted to like experiment, like
live
to
on the
say
streets. Yeah,
I did this for 2 days or to like,
oh, just a few short periods of time.
Well, like I got a nice house.
Yeah.
Or a house.
They ran away to the streets.
I hate my stepdad. Yeah. Like, I want to try this, but I always want to be able to tap out and go back.
That's the homeless of the future.
That's the
drug addict of the future. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But never did come across the folks that our mayor talks about, which is folks that were just, you know, after the factory closed down, you got to sleep on the sidewalk. And again, if it intuitively doesn't make sense, like, wait a minute, this person was gainfully employed and drug-free and working and paying their bills and, you know, high school graduate and blah, blah, blah. Then at age 37, they're just sleeping on the ground? If it doesn't make sense, it's usually not right.
All
right, I'll tell you what is right. True car. Every car
right.
has a story, man. How about you find out what your story is worth at TrueCar.com. You say you can't put a price on your stories, but True Car can. Find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. So they'll buy it from you, or you can trade it in and get a new ride or a used ride. It's all True Car. Just go to True Car, enter your plate number, and the car's details pop up. Then answer a few easy questions. Once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out, or you can trade it in. So if you want a new car, you want a used car, previously owned car, you want to trade in your car, or you want to just cash it out, you always go with True Car. True Cash Offer not available in all states. All right, Drew, what are you thinking about?
I'd like to take calls if we have any calls up there, but I've been very upset about the homeless thing for quite some time. And what I'm concerned about from my perspective,
well, there is no face of homeless.
I know. but here's the thing.
There's no face of poverty.
Do you mind me talking about your brother-in-law, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your brother-in-law, why don't you describe what he's got? So I'm not the one saying it.
You got hippo problems, man.
No, I don't have hippo problems.
I got hippo and campo problems. I got unique. Campo unique.
Oh, Jesus. Clinique, I think it is. But anyway.
Campo Clinique.
No, Campo Unique?
Unique. What was that? I think it's called Campo Unique. No. See if we can find out Campo Unique. All right. He's schizophrenic. By all tales, severely.
Okay. You've known him for some 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his hats.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if he, for whatever reason, ended up on the street. How would that go?
It'd be an unmitigated disaster.
And he would – what would probably happen?
He would be killed by the police eventually.
Okay. But in the meantime, he'd have to find a tent or something.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a disaster, yeah. And then eventually he'd be killed by the police.
Okay. And if, let's say, he got close to being killed by the police and then somebody grabbed him and put him in the hospital and put him back on his meds, how would he feel about that time he spent out on the streets, you figure?
Probably be upset.
Pissed, right?
Yes.
Pissed for the people that allowed him to deteriorate and languish and mm-hmm. not get the proper care he needs, right?
I guess he would, although I don't know who he would tell it to, because what's he going to do, hire Garrigus and sue the mayor?
No, he's going to – when he comes back home, reconstitute, he's going to be, why didn't you guys come get me?
Sure.
What's going on? What the hell? He'd be mad at his doctors for not coming in sooner. And we are allowing 100,000 people – to sit on the streets unattended to, who, if we attended to them against their will, they don't want it because part of the disease. They don't want it. They lose their insight. They lose their motivation. They're paranoid. They think they don't want it. When you actually put them somewhere and give them the care, they become like your brother-in-law. They look back and they go, what the fuck? Who let me do this?
Well,
this is disgusting. What the hell?
Of course, as I always point out, he's never been on the street because he has a family unit that's somewhat intact and cares to some degree and has some resources. It's all pretty marginal.
But you don't need a lot.
No, what you need is a couple of people that give a shit whether you sleep on the fucking street or not. By no means was Dave ever leading a life that could have been ever confused with extravagant. He was a small, bad apartment and small, bad neighborhood with small, beat-up old car, but...
Or had hats.
Yeah. I did give him a bag of hats 1 year for his birthday. But, no, the family rallied around him and would not let him...
Right.
Live, and they made sure he got to UCLA and got his meds and got his things and did whatever.
Even when he didn't want to, somebody made sure that it happened. And we have a world where you go, hey, man, who are you? This is a noble homeless person. They don't want to, you're not the boss.
Well, hold on a second, Drew. Listen to me.
The ACLU is suing on this all the time and preventing the relief of suffering.
Well, the ACLU is jumped the shark. And just become – it's kind of weird, like the Sierra Club and ACLU and whatever group formerly was has just become an extreme wing of the Democratic Party, which is kind of weird because they're supposed to just sort of worry about this or worry about that or protect this or protect that. And all of a sudden they've taken like – everyone has just become politicized and weaponized, and they've all just – taking a hard left, and for some reason, I mean, I guess you can argue, well, okay, the National Rifle Association has become a right-wing party. Like every group eventually just got forced into one party line or side of the aisle or the other. ACLU has just become some weird progressive left-wing.
I just feel like they should be held accountable for the suffering and the deaths that they create. That's all. That's all I want.
Well, I wouldn't look forward to them being
allow
held accountable.
Allow for a little bit of an expansion of conservatorship, a little bit of an expansion of greatly disabled, and we could help.
Slippery slope, man.
We could help tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, but then, Drew, what happens once you expand that conservatorship and you're at home and you pick up the TV remote one night, Friday night?
This is how Hitler got his way.
You got a glass of wine. You're there to watch a little. What show you like? You like watching Vice.
Ozark.
Okay. You watch Ozark, or what's the other one? The 70s porn.
Oh, yeah. The Deuce.
Yeah. You're watching The Deuce. Yeah. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Friday night, you're at home watching The Deuce. What happens when some jackbooted thug comes in and grabs a remote and says, you can't watch The Deuce?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, what? And he goes, I'm your conservator, and I won't allow it. And you go, what? And you go, well, that's the world you created. You see what happens?
Yeah.
Not today.
But one day.
Not tomorrow. I like when they start going through all the possible machinations of days. Maybe not the day after that. Maybe not this week.
But eventually.
But soon.
Yeah.
Do you want to go down that road?
No.
Okay. Well, then let the homeless guy languish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't slippery know what's wrong slump. With this.
It's a slippery slope.
They're heroes.
Do you want to watch The Deuce or not?
I do want to watch.
Do you want someone to tell you when and how to watch The Deuce?
No, sir.
Well, if that's what you're asking for.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So if that's what you're saying, that's what I'm hearing. Thank God for the ACLU. Now you can watch The Deuce.
Here's what you can do. You can use some TheraWorks. TheraWorks relief, leg or foot cramps. You, if you have them, know what I'm talking about, how just awful they can be, and you can't sleep, and you can't carry out your daily activities, and you can't exercise. Now with TheraWorks relief, it's over. It's a non-greasy formula. No more meds. Talk to your pharmacist about the days when we had to give meds to people with this stuff, the dangerous meds we would use. But now we have TheraWorks Relief, non-greasy foam, proven to relieve muscle cramps fast, reduce muscle soreness because they're not tearing apart. Plus, with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can prevent muscle cramps before they start, so put it on twice a day. Minutes to apply. Quickly absorbed. I've been all over the place talking about it for quite some time now and duly impressed. Holidays here. No better gift. I've been gifting it to patients, and they are – then they hand it off to people. I can't keep enough in supply. TheraWorks Relief today. You can get it at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, or you can learn more about TheraWorks Relief and its benefits at TheraWorks Relief, TheraWorks, TheraWorksRelief.com.
Nice. All right. So, Drew, there's answers for everything.
Right.
And there's never going to be an answer if everything is done, if somebody said today, hey, we would like to build the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, let's put it to a vote. And if there's anybody on either side of this bay that has anything to say, we're going to listen to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And then some guy would say, I have a little shack and it's on the Tiburon side and they're talking about running this thing right over the top of my shack and I'd have to move. And then we'd go, well, that's a problem. And then someone on the San Francisco side would say, I run a chocolate business called Ghirardelli's. And, I don't want all the extra traffic coming by my chocolate factory because we need solitude when we make chocolate.
Employees to get in there and just make that flat chocolate so we can ship it out.
And what about the guys in shipping and receiving? And what about the fudge? And what about the fudge packers?
What about them?
That's a strong union.
Uh-huh.
So then they'd go, you know what? I'm suing. And then the whole thing would get tied up in court and we'd never have a Golden Gate Bridge. And I don't know if we could build a Golden Gate Bridge today.
No.
So then you might go, well, that's progress. But I don't think it's progress because millions of people use that bridge every day. And yes, it's bad times for the guy who has a little fishing village on Tiburon. It's bad time for Ghirardelli Chocolate or Ghirardelli, however you say.
But then Ghirardelli shifts and they've set up their own little outlet right there at the Fisherman's Wharf where Ghirardelli Square is developed, and now they've got a tourist attraction.
Or it doesn't work.
Right.
But either way, all the people that cross the bridge every day still benefit from it. So, with that in mind, because that's what you call society, I think,
Society,
right?
Society does not get to benefit no more.
Let's just figure out what benefits society and how it works and not worry about the right of a couple of folks that are hearing voices, but instead, the greater good. How about the rights, Drew?
Yeah.
I have a novel idea for you.
I hear a sniff coming.
There's homeless rights.
Uh-huh.
How about fucking taxpayers who have to step in homeless shit rights?
Yeah.
How about the folks that are keeping the fucking lights on in the city? Where are their rights? Where are my rights not to be freaked out walking my kid down the sidewalk through a homeless encampment? What about the rights of the taxpayers?
Hey, I think
do
I
they
told
have
you.
Rights?
I told you what I wanted Ami Horowitz to do, right? Didn't I tell you this?
Mm-mm.
He does these sort of experimental sorts of videos. And I said, look, man, these homeless are being abused. They're being abused by the system. They're being abused by the law enforcement. They're being abused by people that walk by them on the street. They need asylum. They need asylum.
Mm-hmm.
You need to gather 1,000 of them, and you need to get to Canada and make sure there's a bunch of heroin addicts amongst them, because they have free heroin replacement in the parks in Vancouver.
Nice.
So you can actually get heroin replacement up there and asylum in Canada. Just take them up there. Let's go.
I know.
They need it.
I'm laughing because Ami Horowitz's last video was going to the caravan that was filled with pregnant women and young children and abused mothers, and he found out about 90% of them were dudes.
95%.
95% of dudes.
An interview. Go see his video. He interviewed them all. You saw it, Gary, yeah?
When did the news become something other than whatever the news is? I mean, the definition of news, here's what news is. There's a group of, it could be a pod of whales or dolphins or it could be otters, but whatever it is, could be killer bees coming from Africa and coming into Texas. But either way, all the news is supposed to do is figure out what this group is comprised of. Not to have a wish list of who it's comprised of, but the actual composition of the group.
We saw now, the organizers push certain people up to the press and coach them up and stuff, right? You saw that.
I don't – but let me also argue of what the news and the press is supposed to do. You're not supposed to fall for certain folks being – if I give you a stack of bills, single bills, and I put a $50 bill on the top and a $50 bill on the bottom, you're not supposed to go, thank you for the $1 million. I'll be leaving now. You're supposed to kind of fan through them and take a look-see. Yeah. So if whoever's organizing something pushes the moms and the kids to the front – you remember, you're the news. You don't bite on that. You take a look at the middle and the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the rear without the gear? That's what I'm saying. So I know you have a wish, but why do you have a wish if you're the news? It's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thought. Let me tell you about
that. Remember that feeling I was telling you about that feels so good yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I think it may have been the day before.
Was it?
Oh, not. I can't remember. LifeLock. I want to tell you about that, man. You're doing some online holiday shopping, are you? Here's some basic cyber safety tips for you. Make sure your site's URL starts with HTTPS instead of just HTTP and has a locked padlock icon to the left of your URL. That's how you know it's secure. Don't share your social security number or birthday, and check bank statements for transactions you didn't make while you're looking at all these deals online this holiday season. Cyber criminals, they're looking for your personal info. They want to rip you off, and they want to do it without getting bit by your dog, and this is how they're going to do it. Mm. They're going to steal your identity. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has the power of Norton Security to help you keep and protect you and your personal data from the cyber criminals and certain devices you cannot see or fix on your own. So let's check it out. LifeLock, right, Drewski?
Of course. Then we can prevent all identity theft or all cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But no matter the season, LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help look out for threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM, A-D-A-M, for an extra 15% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me tell you guys, you go to AdamCarolla.com and check out some live shows coming up on the 18th of December. Flappers, me and Adam Ray up there. Also, we'll be doing some basic cable commentary, Irvine. That'll be coming up on the 24th. You can grab some Corolla Racing merch. It's good-looking stuff. Got some jackets made up. They're all going to be numbered and autographed. And some hats and whatnot. CorollaRacing.com, Drew.
DrDrew.com. Also check out the Instagram at Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew Pinsky. And we've got Jason Waller on the podcast right now. Plus up the other family pods at Dr.com and the Opium Series.
So, until next time. Adam Corolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.